Hello, it's Allegra Lowenstein, and you can find me at AllegraLowenstein.com. For today's episode, I am just in the flow. I have a kernel of an idea, but not much of an outline. I'm going to keep it short and sweet and just see what comes out of me, because what I want to talk today about is being in the flow, letting things be easy. Because I know with health, and especially if weight loss is a concern or a goal, so often it does not feel easy. It feels really, really, really hard. It feels like a lot of work, feels like punishment. And I'm here today to try to challenge that thought and hopefully give a little bit of a new perspective, because it is definitely a thought that is pushed as the truth. We are really taught that it is hard to lose weight and it is hard to be healthy. And that's why we need to buy all these products, get this protein powder, buy this bar, drink this shake, hire this trainer. And it's also why we try to do all those things and it sucks and we don't want to keep doing it. And the truth is that change is simpler and more profound all at the same time, because what really needs to happen, honestly, what so much of what I do in my journals, in my books, in my work with my clients, it is honestly, I'm not trained in law of attraction. I have a little bit of a different perspective on law of attraction than most people, but it kind of is law of attraction, but for health. Because if we want to live in health, and if we want to reach our health goals and sustain them forever over time, it has to be coming from a place of joy, and it has to be easy. Is it easy every second? No. Do we screw up? Yes, of course. That's just life. That applies to everything. And if we really want to live in health, live in nourishment, live with energy and vitality, and just feel good in our bodies, it can't be a to-do list. You don't reach health with a to-do list. You really don't. You reach health by being in flow and in joy and making every decision, every moment from that place. And if you don't feel in flow, you don't feel in joy, or maybe you feel kind of in flow and in joy in your life, but not with your health, well, that's the moment of opportunity here to take a deep breath. I love to do this. We can do this right now. I'll do it too. Take a deep breath in and let it all out. Take another one in and let it out. Take one more in. Nobody's with you. You're listening to me by yourself, maybe. Probably. Take a big one in. Make a bunch of noise. Breathe in and let it out. Okay, so let go of some of the old story and know that it's so hard when we're in a moment of stress to stop and remind ourselves to take those three deep breaths. And that's exactly what we have to do. How do we start to train ourselves up to do that? That's the mindset work that we do. That's go buy my journals and start doing them. That's start saying affirmations, and a lot of my journals have affirmation work in them. That's get a coach to reflect back to you, to help you see where you are already doing it, because you just are blind to it and taking it for granted. Get a coach to help you see where you can start to do it more. If you don't, you know, if coaching's not in your future in the short term, get your best friend, your partner, find a mastermind, find a fitness buddy. But it's not a fitness buddy to shame you and degrade you if you don't meet your goals. It's a fitness buddy to lift you up, keep you on track, right? So again, it's that shift in where is this coming from. It can also be powerful to make health a social event, right? Well, if you're an extrovert like me. Some people are not. I understand that they exist in a world. It's not my reality. If I'm socializing as part of my exercise, oh man, it's already so much more fun and I'm so much more happy to do it. Maybe for you it needs to be meditative. I don't know. It's up to you what brings joy to it. But it has to stop being a to-do list item. And it has to just start being, this just has to be. This is just part of my life. It's something that I value. And it's something that I'm going to honor. And okay, sure, we have a day we mess up, we eat bad, or we don't end up exercising. It happens. Next day, fresh start. It's not all or nothing. Health is not a destination. And weight loss is not a destination. And that's the lie that we've been told. But weight loss is a journey forever. I mean, not always losing, but it's part of health. And health is a journey forever. And that is why it must come from a place of flow and joy. Because this is every day for the rest of your life. What are you going to do? Forget the scale, forget the numbers. It has nothing to do with that. If you embrace this idea of moving for the sake of the joy of moving, of eating fresh foods for the sake of nourishing your body, it becomes easier, more joyful, and much more in flow to pursue a healthy life. And that's the message that I'm trying to send home to you today. Like I said, today's episode is going to be short and sweet. Health is a journey, it's not a destination. To succeed in health, health cannot be a to-do list item. Health must be integrated into your deepest values, and your actions must honor those values. And I don't say this, I just caught myself as it came out of my mouth saying, must be, and I'll add a couple more thoughts onto today's show because I'm not saying that from a place of judgment. I don't want that to be reactionary for you. I know with health and food, we can all get super triggered. Nobody wants to be told what to do or what to eat. I get that. I really do. I don't want to be told. I want to do what I want to do. That's how I am in my whole life. And that's probably how you are too, because that's normal. That's human nature. So this isn't about me telling you that, but about you getting super raw and honest with yourself and coming to the realization from your perspective that this is the way, right? The old way doesn't work. The counting and the goal and the reaching the number through deprivation and punishment will never work because it's not joyful. It's not a way to live a quality life. And so those goals that you're very likely ascribing to an end result, it's about shifting those goals into every day and every moment. Because guess what? You can feel better. You can feel prettier. You can have more energy. You can be more successful. You can love yourself more today when you start living in flow and enjoy and choosing to honor your body with whatever, 10 minutes of dance party in your living room. It doesn't matter. 5-minute YouTube video, exercise video. Coming from that place, you get those happy results immediately. And they grow and they grow and they grow and they magnify and they blossom and they expand and they bloom. It's not something to save up for the end because there is no end. If you reach a number on a scale and you've made your life suck to get there, it's all going to get flushed down the toilet. If you're living in joy and in moving your body and nourishing your body as best you can, I get it. We all have real life constraints. Nobody's perfect. But as best you can, when you have the opportunity, you're going to start feeling better now. And the end number is just an added bonus that's irrelevant to the real process. It becomes totally irrelevant because it's about living in flow right now. So I guess I'm going to just wrap it up with the idea of, you know what? I give you some of what I do. And you can question yourself what you can do. One thing that works really well for me is to have, just to keep the fruit bowl stocked. It's very simple. Just to keep the fruit bowl stocked. That's something I can do in advance to help me when I haven't, you know, if I'm at least keeping the fruit bowl stocked, then even if I'm eating not the greatest meal, I put some orange slices on the side, some apple slices on the side. I've eaten something fresh, right? So it's about honoring yourself and your body with eating something fresh. That's one thing that means a lot to me. And it's one way that I show love to my body and honor my values, even when life is crazy. So ask yourself, what's one simple thing I can do? So at the end of the day, I can say, you know what? I gave myself, it was a busy day, it was a hectic day, wasn't a perfect day, but I honor myself because I sliced up that apple and I put it on the side of the plate and I enjoyed it. What's one simple thing you can do to start shifting to living in the flow and honoring yourself right now? If you want more support on this, of course, I have many, many guided journals on my book, on my website. Hello. I also have books, guided journals and books on my website. And the one that I would recommend for living in flow is, just happens to be my newest release, Kitchen Magic, Simple Recipes and Rituals to Manifest Health and Happiness. It's a fun book. It's an easy book. You can actually read it straight through. I enjoy reading it. My readers and my clients have told me that they were surprised that they just enjoyed actually reading it. It's not simply find the recipe and look at that, but really get the information and the perspective and the attitude, because this book is about embodying that, living in the flow. It's very, like the title says, it's simple. It's not complicated. It's incredibly flexible. It's not rigid. And it is about cultivating that joy and attracting health into your life with simple steps that you can take just in your own kitchen. You can find that at AllegraLowenstein.com. Kitchen Magic, under books and journals. Have a wonderful day. And when you're on my website, feel free to let me know what you think of this post.